I think immediately after the vote, there was a lot of people who were in denial and people who thought that a way would be found around Britain leaving the European Union. But the government has been very clear that they would stand by the vote on the 23rd of June, by the will of the people as expressed in that referendum. It was held with most of the political establishment and the business establishment voting and campaigning for Britain to remain, yet the people of Britain made it very clear they wanted to leave the European Union. And I think had the government not taken that forward, the will of the people, it would have undermined our democracy. And there's a lot of cynicism around in Western democracies at the moment about business as usual, about politics as normal. So I think it's important that the government has stood by the will of the British people.
Shifting gears to last week's terror attack in London, how has this tragedy affected the British people emotionally, psychologically?
I mean, obviously, whenever there is a terrorist attack, everyone feels distressed by that. But that is the whole reason why terrorists behave in the way they do. They are there to try and change people's way of life and to, in a negative way, that impacts upon the way that we do business, the way that we go about our lives. The British people are, though, pretty stoic, pretty pragmatic when it comes to terrorist attacks. You will have seen, and your listeners will have seen, how people of London very quickly went about their business the day after the attack. The eve of the attack, there was a big candlelit vigil in Trafalgar Square, which was attended by many, many people. People were not put off by the fact they'd been attacked. They came out to show their condolences and their strength of unity and purpose in the face of terrorist attacks.
The attack in London shocked the world as well. And the city has been widely viewed, wouldn't you say, as a safe place for tourists. Will this hurt the tourism economy in London?
I don't think so. I mean, the tourists have numbers, you know, there's been no indication of any drop in flight bookings and things like that when we've spoken to airlines. London is still a very safe city in terms of the crime rates, in terms of the actual terrorist incidents are very, very infrequent. The last time we had one in London, it was in 2005. And it is still a very welcoming place for tourists, as well as a very good and exciting place to visit, and actually much cheaper at the moment, given the current exchange rate.
You are the British Consulate General based in Atlanta. Could you talk with us about the strength of economic ties between the UK and the southeastern US and North Carolina in particular?
Yes, certainly. This is a great part of the United States for British companies to do business. And you have welcoming people. You have a really good business environment. You have economic development agencies and chambers that do a great job of welcoming people. You have governments and governors that make sure that the business environment is second to none. And you can see that by the wide range of British companies that come to the Southeast. Overall, Britain is around about the third or fourth biggest investor in the Southeast. Here in North Carolina, it's not quite as good as we would like it. We're about number five. However, we are, at the moment, the biggest European employer. In fact, the biggest foreign employer of North Carolinians, employing many people from companies like the Compass Group to GSK to GKN and BAE Systems. So we are big employers and big players in the state and across the Southeast.
Going back then to the Brexit issue, will those coming changes impact these ties between the UK and North Carolina specifically?
I think, if anything, they're going to make them stronger. If you are a British company looking to export, the United States is going to look much more attractive than Europe as we go through the Brexit period.
Why?
The United States is growing much more strongly than the European economy. And if you're looking at whether the situation is going to get better or there are risks associated with trading, the US is likely to get better. We are looking at doing a free trade agreement between Britain and the United States. At the moment, we trade under World Trade Organization rules. A free trade agreement will remove barriers for British companies and for U.S. companies.
Jeremy Pillmore Bedford is British Consul General based in Atlanta. Mr. Pillmore Bedford, thanks for your time.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.